in the testimonies here, I think this church really is headed in the right direction. There are things that are so wonderful that have nothing to do with material things or money. It just has to do with a right way of living, a right blessing from God that money can't buy. And so I was just glad for my ears to be full of all those good things that are being said here. It's good that it's the holiday season. And Brother Schaefer, if you would, take that microphone and pray over the rest of this service right now.
Father, I thank you for everything you're doing tonight, Father. We just welcome your Holy Spirit here, Father. Father, we welcome every aspect of you in our lives. I ask that you open the ears to hear tonight, Father, and our hearts to hear and feel from you tonight, Father. And I ask that Brother Angelo just bring forth the word, Father, and that you fill him with the Holy Spirit tonight, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Everybody say, the Holy Spirit is for me. God has given me the Holy Spirit. Amen. That's a good confession, and you have to realize that. Satan will try to take that away from you. Now, it is very good that we believe that there's a God. For those that come to God must believe that he is and that he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. But the same Bible in the book of 1 Peter chapter 5 says this, be sober and be vigilant because your enemy as a roaring lion walketh about seeking whom he may devour. And if you just believe that there's a God and you know that in your knower, that's good. But what you also have to realize, there's a devil trying to mess you up in every way all the time, and we have to be sober. That means we've got to be ready. We've got to be ready in the day. And if it looks like he's going to come in a certain way, we need to be able to refute that. And we can ask the Lord, Lord, protect me and show me what I need to know about today. Amen? Well, if you would, in the sound booth, give me Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 through 25. And these are the words of wisdom and power. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. There's a war going on inside of you. Notice that the word Spirit here, where we've read it so far, is capital. That's the Holy Spirit. It's in a capital. And that's not by accident. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that you would like to do. You have to understand, I'm glad that you believe in God. Believe also in the devil. He's there to mess your life up. And you have to be aware of that. As the word says here, and we're going to talk about being led by the Spirit, capital S. So I'm going to read just a little bit more here. So that you're not able to do the things that you want to do. But if you're led by the Spirit, that's why I asked you to say, I want to be led by the Spirit. You are not under the law. And then it tells about the flesh, and it's going to tell about the Spirit. Now, the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies. Let's have a little more till we get 25, fella, till we get to verse 25. Envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things, what this means is, they said, people that are habitually, you have a habit of these things, and you're not breaking it. You're not breaking it down. Those that habitually do these things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Now, if you're going to inherit the kingdom of God, you have the kingdom of God right now in this life. And you have an awesome invitation to pray and get answers to prayer. And the truth of the matter is, it's more weird if I don't get my prayer answered than if I do. And that's the way I want you to be. I want you to expect that your prayers, that if you talk to your Heavenly Father, remember he told you, the highest thing you can call me is not Lord, it's Father, my Father. And we look at Jesus as an example of calling God the Creator Father. Now, and they that are Christ have, okay, now let's get the nine spiritual fruit. But the fruit of the Spirit is first of all love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and self-control. Against such things as these here, against this fruit, there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. And if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. And I have found that crucifying the flesh is something that has to be done regularly, all the time. You have to keep your flesh under control. I think one of my saddest bummer deals when I got saved in 1971 was that I still had the ability to sin, and I still sinned. But then I discovered deeper that God was not just my Savior. He was my perpetual forgiver, and he would forgive me and help me. But we have to yield ourselves to ever who we yield ourselves to. That's who is our master. And there's a war going inside of you and inside of me. And we want to keep things going the right way. We want to look for the leading of the Spirit. Where is the Spirit of God in each day? Benny Hinn wrote a book about 23, 24 years ago called Good Morning, Holy Spirit. And it was a book that revealed about his relationship with the Holy Spirit, whom the Lord has given to you and to me to help us to go on and feel good about ourselves and do good. You'll be surprised what you can do, what you can push out of your life and then keep it down. Look with me at Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 1, and there's 3 points I want to make there. Hebrews 12 and verse 1, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Let us lay aside everything. What you need to do is you need to think about in your own self, and it doesn't need to be with anybody else. It needs to be with just you and the Lord. Things that you're prone to, the things that you know you can't, you're sick when you do them. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? You know, and you just wish the heck she can say frickin', I can say heck. That you didn't do those things. Can I get a witness in here? Is that the truth? Yeah. Yeah. And I'm telling you that we can have victory, but we have to hold that victory. We have to hold it every day. And every one of us do. Preachers and garbage collectors, all of us, everybody that's saved. So it says here, first of all, I want to say this here. It says, let us lay aside every weight. Let us lay aside every weight. You know, it's good that we know other people's sins. It's best if you know your own sins, if you know your own weaknesses. It will help you. And if we're, you know what? Blessed, the Beatitudes, are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. And if we show kindness and forgiveness to others when they're overtaken in a fault, as it says in Galatians chapter 5, if you see a brother or sister overtaken in a fault, you that are spiritual, go and restore that person in the spirit of meekness, considering your own self. You know, I'll tell you what can happen in life, and I've seen it over and over again. If we're rough on somebody because they're doing something, if we're not careful, like it says in Galatians chapter 5, we'll find ourselves doing the same thing. And then what do? We just have to walk in forgiveness. It says, lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily besets us. When you wake up in the morning, Satan has already thought about how he's going to try to beset you. Maybe not today, maybe tomorrow, but he's leading up to something. He's building something in your life that he can use against you to make you feel bad about yourself. And that's why we have communion. You know what? It doesn't help to feel bad about yourself. What it helps is to feel good about Jesus and his finished work on the cross, how much he loves you. There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing its worth. It sounds like music in my ear. It's the sweetest name on earth, and that's the name of Jesus. Nobody that I know is sweeter than Jesus. And I've had some wonderful, sweet people in my life. My wife is one of them. And then it says here, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Because you can get discouraged with yourself, and the devil will speak to you, but you can stop him from doing that. He'll say, you know you're a hypocrite. You know this isn't doing you any good. You don't need to be in church. You just need to let go and just... And he'll tell you whatever he thinks he can get away with telling you. And what you have to know is this. God's love for you is greater than Satan's hatred of you. Satan hates you because you're the apple of God's eye. And for that reason alone, he hates you. Lucifer, have you considered my servant Job? There's none like him on the face of the earth right now. He is so good, and he eschews evil. And Satan said, just take your hand off of him. Let me have him for a day, and he'll curse you to your face. And then there's people that the devil will use against you, just by making you negative. Job's wife said, curse God and die. And at the end of 42 chapters in the book of Job, the word says, and all of this, Job did not sin. He hated the day he was born. He hated what was happening to him, but he didn't sin. And God loves you. And in the middle of that book, Job said, I know my Redeemer lives. When I come through this trial, how many of you are in some kind of a trial right now? We're going to pray. We're going to pray for you before this is over. I'm going to come forth as pure gold. I want you to see that in yourself. I don't care what you did. I've got one better than that. Neither does God. Now let me explain myself. God is not so concerned about what you did yesterday, but what you're going to do today to make tomorrow better. Now, I got that from the Holy Spirit, not any other preacher. God is not so interested in what you did yesterday that's making you feel bad about yourself. But God is wondering, what are you going to do today? Three time frames to make tomorrow a better day. If we didn't have these problems pop up, sometimes churches like this, we don't know what to do with people. If you hit that too hard, you sound like you're ramming people. And that's not our intentions here at all. We're all in this together. We've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. 1 John 1 and 9, by the way, the first letter of John was written to the church, not to the sinner. If we confess our sins, God is faithful and he has a legal right to forgive you and cancel that sin. That's why we do that every Wednesday night. He is faithful to forgive you and cleanse you from that. There's something very powerful about going into the presence of God and saying, I've got a problem. I've got a problem. Furthermore, Father, you're the only one that can help me with it. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us by God. Now, I want to say this with all sincerity and truth. God has stacked the deck where you win. You really have to work hard not to win. You know what? The first thing that the devil has to come across is a cross. The cross of God the Father's only begotten Son. God loved the world so much that he gave his only begotten Son that whoever would believe in him would not perish, but would have an everlasting life. And the Son of Man did not come into the world, you have to understand this, to condemn the world, but to save the world. And he's working to save you every day. And Satan is working to condemn you every day. Let's go a little further. Let's go to Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 11 through 13. And I've seen people use this power before. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you a future, a good future. That's what that expression means. Then shall ye call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you, and ye shall seek me and find me when you search for me with all of your heart. All of your heart. Now, this is what I have seen in my life. I have more examples of people going the wrong way with all of their heart. Case in point, people that are addicted to drugs, methamphetamines. Man, if they find that, they'll give anything to get that. They will give things that they should not give up. And I've seen that. Haven't you seen that in life? There's people that'll give anything they can to get something that's not good for them. And many times we see them give more for that than for the precious gift of salvation that God has for each and every one of us. And what I want to do here tonight is to help you to realize this. Please don't down yourself. Say what God has to say about you. God loves you. You know what? When he saved you, he knew he had his hands full. And he knew he was going to help you. And he knew that he had the power to help you. There's not a person in this room that God seeks to condemn, but wants to help. So, what if we had more days when we were just seeking God with all that we've got, that we were remembering, this isn't real. These voices that are coming to me that's saying I'm not worthy and I'm not good enough, that's not coming from the cross. That's not coming from the Lord Jesus, nor his Father, nor his Holy Spirit. Here's something that I try to get you to do every Wednesday night. Turn with me to Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, please. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. That's what it takes to have a good day. Millie and I do that every morning. And you know what? Maybe we just feel like we need it more, or we realize the worth of it. We declare, into your hands, Father, we commit our spirit. And we're your children, and we want it that way. And we want you to correct us, and we want it that way. And we look to you for protection and direction, and we want it that way. We make it perfectly clear every day. That's how we start our days, and it helps. And I would encourage you to do the same. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. That's what Christians do. Christians don't wake up and say, I'm fine. It's all them other people around me, but I've got this, and I never sin, and I'm always right. No. We come humbly before God. We tell him, I need you, God. I need your forgiveness. I need your help. I need your victory in my life. And be not conformed to this world, but be changed, be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you might know what is God's good, acceptable, and perfect will in your life. You know, a lot of times, there are people that end up at the wrong place, at the wrong time, and they die young, or they get themselves in trouble, or they partake in sin. And what we need to do, we just need to trust God, and we need to let him know that we know. I need all the help I can get, God. If you've got anybody today that's sent your help package back to you, give it to me. My name is Jimmy. I'll take what you give me. I want it. Amen? 1 John chapter 3 and verse 24. And he that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abides in us by the Spirit which he has given us. He's given us a spirit. He gave it first to his disciples. Last place tonight, let's look at John chapter 20, verses 18 through 22. This is after the resurrection. Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord. and that he had spoken these things unto her. Then the same day, at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst of them and said unto them, Peace be unto you. And when he had so said, he showed them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus to them, Peace be unto you. As my Father has sent me, now I'm sending you. And you have to understand, we now have the ministry of Jesus Christ, the same ministry. We're fulfilling it till the last day. Wouldn't it be nice if you could just tell everybody God just loves you and he's not mad at you? But you have to tell that to yourself first. You have to know that first yourself. And when he had said so, he showed them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus to them again, Peace be unto you. As my Father has sent me, even so send I you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, Receive the Holy Ghost. What did he do? He did this. And they were born again. They were born again. How many of you in here, you know you're born again? Let me see your hands. Let me tell you something. To everyone who's got their hand up, God is not so worried about what you did yesterday. He wants to know what you'll do today to make tomorrow better. If you'd like to have some victories in your life, I want you to quickly come up here. And if you don't, I'm just going to go, look, everyone, I ain't going up first. I might go up second. Come up here, everybody. Take one another by the hand. And I want you to realize something. We're all in this together. Beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love. And Father, for each one of these that have come up here, they're not afraid. They're more curious, and they trust you more, and you're touching their hearts. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Father, these are your people. Help your people. We need your help, all of us. Me first, and then the rest of these, especially this one here. Help us, Lord, in Jesus' name. Help us, Father. Help us because we need you. And could we do something together? Right before we do it, let me remind you one more time. God's not as interested as what you did yesterday. It's what you could do today to make tomorrow a little bit better. And could we pray the Lord's Prayer together? Everybody in the house, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.